Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nanga Def. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Well, great rising, everybody. We are so grateful that you are showing up for the show. We have a great show to share with you today. We're talking about programming. Have you been programmed to give your power away? And the answer, by the way, so we just get to the point, is yes. Just saying, if you're human, that's how you've been programmed. The question is, how do we reprogram ourselves, retrain our brain, right, to think differently? And so I'm going to, before I bring on my guest, which is Naima Latif, our executive producer, who is so amazing, and we talk about programming all the time. And I'm also going to bring on my husband, who I believe to be a transformation. I've watched him evolve over the years, and he's amazing. And I think he can really speak firsthand to what it looks like to transform your life, right? For me, I went from being a bodybuilder and I transformed myself into an obese person, right? So So I did that because I was over-medicated and misdiagnosed and put on all these different medications. But then I also transformed my life again by reprogramming my brain and reclaiming my health and reclaiming my power and reclaiming my own belief systems about what I thought my life was supposed to be like, not based upon somebody else's idea about what I was supposed to be. Bingo. So whose life are you living? And that's what we're going to talk about today. So with no further ado, I'm going to bring on Andrew Calhoun. Hello.
Good morning.
How are you?
Awesome. How are you?
I'm good. And then Naima's joining us in a second. I think she's just taking care of a couple things. She's in the green room. So this is a cool topic, is it not?
It affects everybody. People don't even realize that we talk about being programmed. It sounds ominous, and it actually can be very, very subtle. When we talk, we're going to talk about over the next couple of hours what that looks like, where we fall into traps of being able, being listening to things, seeing things, responding in a way that we think is normal, or maybe it is normal, but responding in ways that kind of go along with the flow and not questioning what's happening to us. And we'll get into that some more today.
Yeah, I mean, so I'll start off in being really real, okay, about how I was programmed, how relationships are supposed to be with men. Oops. My husband's on the show. Is my husband on the show and I'm going to talk about this? That's right. I'm going to be real. So I watched my mom and dad basically fake it, right? And deep down, she was pretty much resenting that relationship, not all the time, but a lot of the time. And I picked up on that frequency. And everything in the world is a frequency. If we resent somebody, it's a frequency. If we love on somebody, it's a frequency. And so part of what our relationships are with our husbands and wives, or, you know, life partner, is the opportunity to work through those issues and release those issues and release those belief systems that no longer serve us. So I brought into my relationship with Andrew a frequency that didn't serve our relationship. You know, like, you know, men let you down. Well, no, not all men let you down. Some men will let you down, just like some women will let you down. So, I mean, you just have to kind of choose your mindset. So I know that Andrew is sharing the show right now with everybody. And Naima is coming on board. Oh, doesn't she look stunning? So hold on a second. Grand Rising Sister. How are you?
Grand Rising Hugo.
Whoop, we got a picture of your computer. And now it's upside down. Okay. See, we're all programmed to look at it right side up. There you go. So I want to talk about the first program that I reversed, that I'm aware of that I reversed. So when I was learning about food as medicine, I had to retrain my brain about the food that was in the grocery store. The very first thing I did was I learned to shop and walk the perimeter of the grocery store, which is where all the Whole Foods are. But eventually you have to get to those processed food lines, like, let's say, salt, right? And there's, here, I'll just remove you for the moment until you come back, Sue. Okay. So there's sea salt, there's table salt, and the table salt typically is processed. They've taken all the good stuff out and put all the crappy stuff in. And so what I learned to do, because there are some processed foods that are okay to eat, but I didn't know it at the time, I would use my imagination And so you want to take this as, this is a really cool thing to do. When you're looking at processed foods, especially conventional processed food that's laden with sugar, glyphosate, parabens, I mean, just like all the chemicals that your body doesn't need, imagine a skull and crossbones. And you imprint on the things that you're looking at as a skull and crossbones. And why do you do that? Because it's poison. And so then eventually you'll retrain your brain to look at processed foods as poison. Now, not all processed foods are poison, but most are. So you're doing a really good job if you do that. I think Naeem is ready. There we go. Hi, beauty. You look absolutely radiant this morning.
Oh, I'm just trying to keep up with you.
And the shit gets deep.
So, Joey, when you talk about the things, the chemicals that are in their food, I was with both my sons down in South Carolina this past weekend. My oldest son, Thomas, graduated with honors from the University of South Carolina in sports management. And so I'm in the hotel with my younger son and my mom. And I'm in the, you know, I bring my own food to eat because I can't know what the hotel is going to serve. But the, one of the things they serve is Fruit Loops, right?
And yeah. So
you sent me a screenshot of a pretty interesting thing. So we talk, Joey talks a lot about eating the rainbow. What she means by that is the different colors. Suppose you had an omelet, and then an omelet you had mushrooms, and you had red peppers, green peppers, yellow peppers. You get the picture, different colors that help to bring out the nutrients that you need.
So she wasn't talking about Fruit Loops.
No, I wasn't.
So Fruit Loops have colors, but they're not good colors.
They're good colors, but how are they sourced?
They're artificial. What you showed, though, is you showed a bowl of Fruit Loops with a couple other colors in there, and it shows where the different dyes, what they're in that make those colors, what they cause. And so people are unconsciously putting these toxins into their body. Don't think about the dyes that make those vibrant colors that aren't real and what they do specifically to your body. It's frightening when you see it.
Yeah.
Well, and I have it out here. I'm just trying to pull it up real quick.
It's enough to scare anybody. If you look at that and it really, it brings it graphically what the red dye, the yellow dye, the blue dye, the green dye, what they've been, and this isn't guesswork, this is in labs, what they've, what's that?
Science.
Science, what's been proven to help or to exacerbate in the human body, and not good.
You know, a lot of people get their children hooked on those sugary foods that they can get their children to eat, you know, the cereals with all the dyes in it. And that becomes addictive very early in life. And I don't know why it is, with all the studies, that people are not seeing this is the root cause of a lot of the out-of-control behavior of young people in school. You're hyped up on sugar, and then you're addicted to sugar, and then you're having withdrawals from sugar if you don't get it.
No, it's so much bigger than the sugar.
Wow.
Look at this.
Wow.
So blue one is hyperactivity, chromosomal damage, kidney tumors, and asthma. Blue 2, hyperactivity, chromosomal damage, and brain and bladder tumors. Yellow 6, hyperactivity, kidney and adrenal gland tumors. Yellow 5, hyperactivity. Are you getting the message? Red 40, hyperactivity. People.
Naima, we know that God has blessed us, right? Let's not ruin the body that we were given.
That's right. Absolutely. You know, people have to care enough to read. When you read these things on the label, don't eat it. Don't buy it.
Don't eat it.
It's just that simple. I don't know what it is that makes people resistant. Once they get new information and it's clear that what they've been eating is killing them, they won't let it go. What is that? Is that, I don't know, obstinance, What is that?
I think people, because I have had discussions, I had discussions this weekend about that. People say, I'm not sick yet, or I feel pretty good.
Oh, I love that one.
Oh, my
favorite
one. You
got to
die from something. That's one I've heard from people who are
not sick. You got to die from something.
Yeah.
How about old age and in your sleep?
Yes, yes. Quietly, peacefully, just pass away. Don't suffer your way out of here. Just quietly. Peacefully.
People get sick and they say, gosh, that was bad luck that I got sick. Wasn't bad luck.
No, it was bad choices.
Bad choices.
Well, and here's the other thing I want to mention, that a lot of people are saying, well, and this goes back to the show's topic about our behaviors, right? So many people, and I'm going to stop sharing this just for the moment. A lot of people who have, let's see, diabetes in their family history, heart issues in the family history, are unaware. They think that's
hereditary.
It's a gene, a hereditary.
Right.
Spoiler, it's not. It's a behavior pattern that you took from your parents and your grandparents. You're repeating the behavior. Okay.
Yeah.
So, so it's actually just that simple.
Yeah. I mean, I keep telling my family, diabetes doesn't run in our family. We're doing the things that create the diabetes. I don't have it. My sisters have it. We all have the same genes. I changed my diet years ago. You know, and I'm saying, look, you know, these doctors are programmed to tell you, oh, you got diabetes, you got to have insulin, and then eventually you're going to get a limb cut off. And unless you ignore what they say and do something different, yeah, you're going to follow that pattern because that's how they get paid, you know. So if we could just tell people and have them that you can change anything if you just change what you're putting in your body, then they could be well. But it's just, well, you know, the doctor said, well, the doctors know. And it's so hard to get people out of that mindset that your body heals itself if you give your body the things it needs.
It's my mom said that, and other people said it, but she said it to me even this weekend. If I needed to have this, and she's a smart woman, but still, if I needed to be taking this, my doctor would have told me. I said, now look. Your doctor might be very, whoever that is, maybe very smart, very well educated, and he knows what he knows. He knows what he's been taught, and he knows what he's been doing for his career. It doesn't mean he knows all the answers.
Right.
It doesn't even mean that he's trying to hurt you. He doesn't know what he doesn't know. He knows about pharmaceuticals. That's what he knows.
So let's talk about putting people on a pedestal. Let's talk about putting people on a pedestal. So
somebody who has the title doctor. Oh,
yeah, so I will talk about what I did. So I put my doctor on a pedestal for 20 years. And then when my body degraded and I almost died, the attorney, because I had to file for disability, the attorney said to me, he asked me who my doctor was, gave him the name. And then he says to me, well, why are you still seeing that doctor for 20 years? And I said, why wouldn't I? I said, he's the best doctor. And he looked at me and he said, you're not doing so well.
Light bulb. Oh.
Right. So we're not here to judge you or others about their choices. We are here to enlighten you, to help you understand that there's always options. And I have this story repeated in my life. I don't know how many times. Like I sometimes feel like I'm pushed into a corner, and I don't have a choice in the matter. Now, this is going back at least 7 years ago. I think it was 5 years ago was the last time I felt like I didn't have a choice. And what my doctor, my cool doctor, told me, we always have a choice in the matter.
Yes. Our own free will.
And if you pause long enough and think it through, you will have the time to process what your options are.
Yes. Yes.
So, Naima, share, if you don't mind, a personal example of where you shifted your mindset. Like, what did you do? And Andrew, you're up next in the queue.
Let me think. I have really gone through, I've gone through a major transformation. I guess several major transformations. First of all, I guess there's always something that you either read or see, and it occurs to you that the way you've been thinking is incorrect. I think with my first shift in health, because, you know, I was one of those people that ate everything, you know, omnivorous, you know, I eat everything, and never got sick, didn't gain weight, but I wasn't healthy, internally probably, because I, you know, full of garbage. But
you were full of garbage? I think I have an image of that.
Hold on. I think it was somewhere during the time I was in college.
Really?
And I think the first thing was the knowledge about pork eating. Because, you know, I love sausage and, you know, bacon and all of that made out of pig. And, hey, I apologize, anybody, if I'm offending you if you eat pig. But
I do eat pig, but I eat healthy pig. Go ahead.
Healthy pig. But learning that their flesh carries, what is it, how is it pronounced, the worms that they're, well, I want to say trichina, so if I'm pronouncing it.
Trichinosis,
yes. Their worms carry, their flesh carry those worms that are still in their flesh when you eat it, and you have to cook it really, really, you know, like well done in order to kill the worms. But I'm thinking, well, I don't want to eat dead worms either. I don't want to eat worms at all. So, you know, knowing that this is what's in their flesh, because they don't have sweat glands to get rid of toxins like other flesh, it stays in their flesh. And as I read that, it just grossed me out so badly. I'm like, I'm not eating that again. And then knowing that this is what causes the things like the high blood pressure, the diabetes, you know, eating the flesh of a pig. You know, and someone pointed out, they said, where in the Bible did you ever read of Jesus asking for a ham sandwich, you know, or a bowl of chitlins, you know, because, you know, eating
what's a chitlin? Wait, what's a chitlin?
For those who don't know, that is hog intestines, and that's one of those. This is
okay,
hog.
Pause. No. We don't need to know. Go ahead.
Yeah, you don't want to know, but, you know, you put mustard on and it tastes really good. Just so you know.
Well, if you put mustard on anything, it tastes really good. I'm just gonna tell you.
But, you know, when you think about why would you eat something where waste matter came through? So, you know, once I learned about all of these things, and it, pig feet, okay, why would you eat a pig foot? So all of these various dishes that can...
Well, let me ask a question. Hold on. What's a pig foot made out of?
A pig foot.
No. Is there any bone?
Yeah, there's bone, gristle, you know, all of that.
Hold on. Now I'm going to have a shift in your thinking.
Gristle is good for you and some...
I don't know that the gristle is good. I don't know that. But hey, this is what I do know. First of all, what you feed that pig makes a difference. And I suspect you were not having a organic pig.
Probably not. I think all the pigs that I knew, because my grandmother raised pigs, and they just fed a flock, you know, just whatever garbage.
Totally.
They
however,
pig. Yeah.
However, I want to talk about the bone.
Mm.
And this is really important for people to understand. So the bones of animals include collagen. And so if you can get access to the collagen in those bones, which you can by making bone broth soup, there's a mm-hmm. recipe on my website, which I'll share later, the recipe for bone broth.
Mm.
You actually can heal your leaky gut.
Mm. So, hey, those who are still eating, there you go. You know,
well, I mean, but I want to let people know it's how that animal was fed. So it's not you are what you eat. It's you are what they eat.
So
that shifts the thinking on the pig. And I'm not advocating for people to eat pig. I'm not advocating for people to not eat pig. I'm just saying.
How does it make you feel after you eat it? I think that's the key thing. If you eat a meal and it tires you out, you got to go and lay down and sleep. That should be a sign, because food should energize you, not exhaust you. And if your body is working so hard to digest it that it exhausts you, that's kind of a sign that there's probably either toxins in it or something that is not healthy, because it's not energizing you. It's exhausting you, because your body's fighting to get rid of the toxins as it digests your food.
And Justina says every culture has a different upbringing, don't judge. And she's right. So if you enjoy the intestines of the pig, have at it. I can't, you know, but I don't think that anybody here is judging. We're saying source your food. Yeah.
So that you can make choices, because, and that's another thing. When something is cultural, people tend not to let it go. Oh, we've been doing this forever. I mean, that's the same thing with my family. Oh, we've always been eating it. Oh, and your grandmother lived to be 99 years old and 105 years old. Yeah, but at the time of their passing, they had how many different body illnesses, you know, blindness from diabetes and, you know, gout and all these different things. So if you look at the quality of someone's life at the end of their life, yeah, they might live a long time, but if you put so many toxins in your body, it's not going to be the best quality of life, because now you got a medicine cabinet full of pharmaceutical products to deal with all these illnesses that you created from what you ate. And if you could have just changed what you ate, you wouldn't have all these things. That's the thing that's challenging to get people to see. It's not just that everything in your body is going to break down at a certain age. If you feed your body the right things, cells will regenerate as they're meant to. We're not supposed to age and fall apart. We time passes, but your body's constantly.
But why are we programmed to think that we need a drug in order to heal?
Because the television told us so. I mean, shows that, you know, we all grew up in the television age, you know. And before that was the radio age. You know, you hear programs, and then they have a sponsor, because you have to have a company that pays for the cost of the show to be on. So then when television came about, what, in the 50s, was it?
Yeah.
And so you had to have a company that sponsored the show, because that's what paid the TV station, and that's how they make their money. So you have all these drug companies that sponsor shows, and so every 15 minutes you have a commercial break, and they get to tell you about all these drugs that you need to take for every, you got a headache, you take this, or you got a toothache, you take this, you got knees ache, you take this, you know, so every single thing, I mean, we grew up with subliminal programs. Every 15 minutes, or every 10 minutes, watching a show, commercial break, pushing a drug. And then they have these beautiful models that, you know, they look all terrible when they're sick, and then after they take this drug, oh, they look beautiful. So it's such subliminal programming. We never question it, because, I mean, once TV came about, you felt like anything on TV was automatically true. I mean, how many times people say, oh, I saw it on TV, as if that authenticates everything. Oh, it must be true. It was on TV. So we just
Now we're also saying, Naima, that if it's on the internet, it must be true.
Yeah, now it's always I saw it on the internet. Like, people can't just put a lie
on. So what I want to make sure that people understand is that the programming is coming. I mean, you're getting programs right now from us, right? So the programming is coming from the TV, the radio, your computer. It's coming from the sources of information that you choose to consume, right? And we consume food. We consume people, meaning their thoughts. We consume other people's thoughts through who we hang out with, what we watch, what we listen to. And so at some point, if you're not getting what you want, it's not based upon what I want, it's not based upon what Naima wants or Andrew wants, but if you're not getting what you want in life, you have to look at what you're consuming. And
absolutely.
That's your food, your water, your people.
Absolutely. And you know what? It's so unconscious, so deep in our subconscious, it stays with us for the rest of our lives. I was watching this comedian, and he was just demonstrating, you know, okay, I'm going to do this and see what you and Andrew fill in the blank. Plop, plop,
this is, oh, what a relief it is.
See? So, I mean, you know, these commercials stay with us forever.
Yeah.
And you never think about, because that was the thing. I mean, that was how the whole advertising industry grew. You know, you come up with a good jingle that stays in people's minds. Hey, you selling a product. I was thinking about that. You know, we love that show Bewitched, right? Darren Stevens, he worked for an ad agency, and they'd always come up with these, you know, slogans. But that's what they do. That's what the business is, to sloganize something so that it becomes a regular household name, and you just buy it because they got a catchy jingle. And
well, Kleenex is a household name, right? I mean, it's actually Kleenex is a brand, but really what
it's
it is,
a brand.
But it's
everybody
tissue.
Should give me Kleenex,
yeah,
not tissue. Yeah.
So I just want to do two things. One, I want to go to break, and secondly, I want to show you that it was 1983. May 19th, so 9 days from now, 1983, the first broadcast television commercial in the United States for a prescription drug. It was a pain reliever, Rufin. And so I want to talk when we come back about all the things that are on the commercials that talk about what a drug might do to your body.
Yeah.
And Andrew, I'll let you take the lead on that.
Good.
And
side effects.
What's that?
All these horrible side effects. They sort of mumble those. It might cause suicide. It might cause. They mumble those things.
Right. And like they make it like it's normal.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to go to commercial.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speak. Tuesdays, Self-Care Jody Poussin. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Bodies with Naila Latif and co-host Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Wellbeing with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Susan Essentials is re-engineering what health looks like by leading you to the best wellness initiatives in the world. Start your coaching plan today and create a new paradigm of health. Click here to learn more. Hi, I'm Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses, and we do that with helping your employee or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. how Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
So it's interesting. I didn't realize in the commercial that I use the word a food is medicine mindset, because it's all about mindset.
Mindset, yeah.
And so I think that it's really important for us, before we go to Andrew, I want you to think about how, and we invite you to call in, by the way. Let me just start with that. We invite you to call into the show. It's 515-605-9325. When you call into the show, you can either just listen, right? So if you don't, if you're in your car or whatever. But if you have a question, just press number one. And then in the back office, I'll see that your hand went up. Be patient with us so we can get to you. And we'll let you on to the show. It won't be visual, just be audio. And you can ask your questions about mindset and where you might struggle with mindset. And one of us will answer. Again, that number is 515-605-9325. And so when you talk about mindset, like I was programmed, and I've been doing this since I was a baby, but it's a good mindset. Every night before I go to bed, if I have to be somewhere, so this does not include Sunday morning, okay? If I have to go to work or I have an appointment, I was taught by my mother to prepare before I go to bed. So my clothes are laid out right down to the underwear, the socks. I don't wear a bra anymore. We can talk about that later. Well, actually, this is appropriate. I mean, I don't wear a bra. Why? Because the mindset was, you need to wear a bra because you're a woman, because your boobs flop or whatever. I don't know, whatever you all think. But what a bra does is cuts off the lymphatics and contributes in conjunction with your diet to breast cancer.
Ooh.
And there's evidence. I have the book right here. I have an article written on my website. And so if you're still wearing a bra, what's your mindset around that? And then I will also say this. So, look, for those of you women who are big-breasted, and I was a G.
Wow.
Yeah, for gargantuan. Right. Can't laugh at it. What else can you do? So, if you are large-breasted, you can wear a tank top. Like a spandex type tank top.
Mm-hmm.
It'll hold the girls in, I promise. And as you allow your body to breathe, meaning the flow of blood through your body, your breast will naturally get firmer. Why? Because they're getting the nutrients that they need. You're not cutting them off anymore.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, with that bra, man. Get rid of the bra. Ditch your bra. I ditched my bras for my 58th birthday. But the truth is, I ditched them longer. I was wearing them on occasion, but then I gained weight and I couldn't fit into them. So I'm like, screw it.
So, you know, another torturous piece of underwear that women used to wear was a girdle, which,
oh,
I mean.
Oh, yeah. Poor mother. Yeah.
But the whole idea that you must smoosh together your inside, your rear end, and everything, and hold it in place so it doesn't wiggle. How insane is that? Whatever you have, if it jiggles, so what? You know, why are we torturing ourselves? Again, a mindset, you know, it's not supposed to shake, or it's not. So then you end up suffocating your organs internally because of a thought that is not healthy.
Yeah. Andrew,
so,
yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, well, we're going to hear from Andrew about the whole, people listen to commercials all the time and hear all of the negative side effects and they still choose to take those medications anyway. Why is that?
So that's because of let's go back to programming. People hear these negative side effects and they think, the doctors told me other things. I'm sure it'll be fine. The pharmaceutical industry wouldn't do something to hurt me. This is actually subconscious thinking on people's the government's here to help me. The pharmaceutical industry's here to help me. My doctor's here to help me. And it's something we've grown up with. A lot of people just kind of believe that. And when you hear all of the potential side effects, and there are oftentimes many potential side effects, and is having one of those side effects, whatever the drug is supposed to be doing for you. Number one, we educated people know that drugs or pharmaceuticals, if you take one, they only work for certain people. Even if it's a good drug, it's going to help you. Not everyone's body is going to work for that. So a certain percentage of people, it's going to work. Certain people, it's not going to work. So let's suppose you're part of the percentage of the people that it does work for, but then there are side effects that come along with that. And I don't know, it's kind of like when we talk about clean water. What's an acceptable level of arsenic in your water? If only 25% of people get bad side effects from a drug, is that worth taking? Is it worth having potential blindness or itching or constipation? Doesn't matter what it is. You'll hear all of those potential side effects on there, and they could be you could put them all together, it's a pretty good percentage of people who have some one of those side effects. Is it worth it? People kind of say, well, it's an acceptable risk because they wouldn't, this is the programming thing. People, the government wouldn't allow the pharmaceutical industry, and the pharmaceutical industry wouldn't allow me to get hurt that badly. Yes, they would. Actually, they would. So it's about programming, about us believing that people, that everyone has our best interest at heart.
That's what it is.
And it's really not that. I mean, people do, doctors do, even pharmaceutical manufacturers may have goodness at heart. Some of them, all of them, I don't know, but they're still trying to make money. That's the bottom line. And so you have to decide, people say, well, I really need this for my high blood pressure. What are they, whatever it is, the issue they're trying to fix. Is it worth the risk of taking this drug about potential side effects? That's one thing. The second thing is enough people don't know that there are healthy alternatives. The biggest, easiest eye-opener that Jody ever told me was about Brazil nuts, right, Jody?
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about Brazil nuts. What do they do?
I'll let Andrew, go for it. I'll find the document. I just brought this up real quick just to show the side effects of being on the birth control. And the article looks at 10 common side effects of the pill, as well as its risk, long-term effect, and alternatives, and the cost. But here's the thing, going back to this, is the 10 that they're telling you about.
Yeah, what about the ones they don't tell you about, the ones they don't find out until later after
20 years.
People have 20 years to find out, this disease is because of these things that we were doing 20 years ago.
So my question to the listeners, and Andrew, I'm giving the floor right back to you to talk about this and or Brazil nuts, and I'll get the Brazil nuts. The question that I want to ask the listening public is, what's the risk?
Right. Especially when there is a healthy alternative.
And people don't know the alternatives. And here's the actual foundational problem with all of this about the programming is that most times, or many times at least, if you, let's say birth control, because that just was on the screen, and there's side effects, many times those side effects don't come up for years down the road. And it's very difficult to tie them to one thing. A person dies young from cancer. They've been drinking Diet Cokes, a six-pack of Diet Coke every day. They've been cooking with aluminum foil. Any number of things that could have caused I'm thinking about my aunt who died of dementia. Pretty young age, in her 70 years old, 60, 68 years old, drank the Diet Coke religiously, all kinds of things that people, we do aluminum foil, there's things that are... That
well,
are,
what's wrong with aluminum foil, Andrew?
Well, let me go to the big picture just for one more minute. The big picture is there are a lot of factors that contribute to causing disease. Number one, people don't know that. Number two, if you do know that, you'll say, well, that's an acceptable risk, or I don't see it. You don't know about it until years later, decades later, and you really can't trace it to aluminum or Diet Coke or anything else that you ate because it's a cumulative effect. It's stuck in your low fat cells, and you can't point to it. So then all of a sudden, deadlock, I'm sorry that happened.
Well, something you ate or injected, I'm just injecting that, injecting that idea. Injecting that idea. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say injected?
But the thing that is alarming when people hear these side effects, they always assume that it's going to be the other people that experience this. And like you say, Andrew, they're willing to take the risk for whatever relief of whatever it is they're taking this product for. They're willing to risk being in that percentage of people that experience these horrible side effects, which are worse than the problem they're taking the medication for. I mean, things like, blindness, paralysis, suicidal thoughts, these are horrible things. These are potentially fatal things. And if all you had was a headache or, gastrointestinal, discomfort, and you're willing to risk your life in taking this product. And the way they say these things, they
change risk the quality of your life, right?
The quality of your life.
Right. So I want to talk about what Andrew was bringing up, statins and Brazil nuts. So statins, I lived with a man.
Go back to statins. A lot of people are on statins.
We're talking about it right now.
So what are statins for those who don't
know? I'm trying to tell y'all.
Okay. You're about to hear. What are statins?
Yeah. So I lived with a man for a short period of time, right when I got off of a disability and started a job, needed to rent a room. So I rented a room, and this man was on statins, which is for cholesterol. Now, what we know about statins is that it can shift the cholesterol, but it causes a variety of other issues like diabetes, and torn muscles.
Ooh.
Yeah. So he was walking down the stairs, not running, just gently walking down the stairs, and both knees dislocated. Same time. Now, 6 months earlier, each shoulder dislocated.
Wow.
It's not normal, people. I'm going to play a video for you that explains to you what the option is. I don't know how long this video is, though. So we'll see what happens. Hold on. Only 3 minutes. Here we go. Nutrition research.
This is one of the craziest articles I saw all year. A single consumption of high amounts of Brazil nuts improves the cholesterol levels of healthy volunteers. Okay, that's interesting. They gave 10 men and women a single meal containing 0, 1, 4, or 8 Brazil nuts and found that the ingestion of just that single serving almost immediately improved cholesterol levels. LDL, so-called bad cholesterol levels in the blood, were significantly lower starting just 9 hours after the ingestion of nuts, and by no insignificant amount, nearly 20 points within a day. Even drugs don't work that fast. Take statins like 4 days to have a significant effect. But that's not even the crazy part. They went back and measured their cholesterol 5 days later and then 30 days later. Now, keep in mind, they weren't eating Brazil nuts this whole time. They just had that single serving a month before, and their cholesterol was still down 30 days later. It went down and stayed down after eating just 4 nuts. That's nuts. And no, the study was not funded by the Brazil nut industry. Interestingly, 4 nuts actually seem to work faster than the 8 nuts to lower bad cholesterol and boost good cholesterol. These results suggest that eating just 4 nuts might be enough to improve the levels of LDL and HDL for up to 30 days.
Oh, shoot. What did I just do? Sorry.
You got the point.
Hold on.
The ingestion of just that single Wow, nearly 20 points within a day. Even drugs don't work that fast. Take statins like 4 days to have a significant effect. But that's not even the crazy part. They went back and measured their cholesterol 5 days later and then 30 days later. Now, keep in mind, they weren't eating Brazil nuts this whole time. They just had that single serving a month before, and their cholesterol was still down 30 days later. It went down and stayed down after eating just 4 nuts. That's nuts. And no, the study was not funded by the Brazil nut industry. Interestingly, 4 nuts actually seem to work faster than the 8 nuts to lower bad cholesterol and boost good cholesterol. These results suggest that eating just 4 nuts might be enough to improve the level of LDL and HDL for up to 30 days and maybe longer. They didn't even test past 30. Now, normally when a study comes out in the medical literature showing some too-good-to-be-true result like this, you want to wait to see the results replicated before you change your clinical practice, before you recommend something to your patients, particularly when the study is done on only 10 people, and especially when the findings are literally just too incredible to be believed. But when the intervention is cheap, easy, harmless, and healthy, eating 4 Brazil nuts a month, then in my opinion, the burden of proof is kind of reversed. I think the reasonable default position is to do it until proven otherwise. So now every month I eat 4 Brazil nuts. In conclusion, a single serving is sufficient without producing liver or kidney toxicity. I should hope not. But what they're referring to is the high selenium content of Brazil nuts, so high that 4 eaten every day might actually bump up against the tolerable daily limit for selenium, but not something we have to worry about if we're just eating 4 once a month.
Well, how's that for an eye-opener?
Brazil nuts, something
that's
typical. Well, and aren't Brazil nuts available at just your basic stores?
Yes, it is, and they're like $8 for the bag. And here's what I want listeners to better understand. It's easy. It is so easy. All you have to do is look.
Yeah.
And Andrew, you were talking about the aluminum foil before. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah.
And brain health?
Yeah. There have been numerous studies that talk about the ingestion of aluminum. And one of the things, the detrimental effects, has been linked to dementia or Alzheimer's. And that's, you think, well, people don't just eat aluminum. Aluminum's in some foods at certain degrees. You can find that if you look at the label. But also, if you're cooking with aluminum, you're eating, drinking, whatever drinks you're drinking, they're in aluminum cans. People don't know, because I didn't know this, that a trend, a good trend, is you actually find some drinks in steel cans. They're very thin. The processing, the manufacturing has done a great job of making it extremely light. And so it feels just like any other aluminum can you've grown up with. But there's no danger for you. So aluminum, the problem with cans, foils, things like that, aluminum leaches, which means it seeps into what it's touching. And it's small. I mean, it's infinitesimal. But the problem is you're going to have that over time. Continue to eat and cook in and wrap things in and store things in aluminum containers or cans, and that's a cumulative effect. And that's one can. There's lots. This, we talked about this earlier. People don't realize.
But what is the effect, yeah, Andrew?
That dementia over time, aluminum going through your blood.
Help me out, Jody.
Huh?
Help me out, Jody.
Going through the aluminum, and you know, going through your bloodstream, going through your brain, eventually.
It's CRS, can't remember shit. Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of, you know, I think about almost all of our soft drinks, you know, come in cans, aluminum cans.
Right.
They're converting now to stainless steel.
But you're right, Naima, that it's aluminum, they've done that, and people use aluminum foil all the time to cook in it. And
people bake potatoes in aluminum foil.
You don't think about that. Well, this show is about programming. And I'm not saying that the aluminum foil industry has programmed us. It was a great invention for a number of reasons.
Nobody ever thought to question that either, because, you know, that was the thing. You know, again, you watch TV and that's what you use, because all the baking shows show people using aluminum foil. And
people don't know what they don't know. And I don't want to spend too much time on the aluminum, because we're talking about programming.
And how we give our power away with it, though. Why do we feel committed? So let's talk about why do we feel committed to doing things the old way and give our power away?
Because it's been said over and over and over again. That's how programming works. You keep repeating it and repeating and repeating it until, like you were saying earlier, Andrew, people just don't believe that the medical industry would say something to harm them, or the government means the best for me, or people wouldn't tell me something that wasn't true. I mean, you know, come on now. We all know what's happening now with this whole virus situation. If you're told something and you're told by an authority, and then it's agreed upon by another, well, we're programmed to think that these authority figures mean the best for us. So why would they lie? Why would they say something that isn't true? Okay, yeah, if I take this and it has some negative side effects, but that's okay because it's actually going to make me healthy later on, even though I'm going to get sick first.
Yeah, why? We got to talk about that. Why? Like, why is it okay? Why are we being programmed to think to get sick first via an injection
before you get well?
Before you get well. So if you want to get sick first, go play in the mud.
Get all kinds of germs. Yeah.
You get all kinds of germs. And the opportunity is to take things like clove essential oil, oregano essential oil. These things all kill things that your body doesn't want.
But the people with the titles, doctor, didn't say so. And we've been programmed to believe that people who go to institutions where they study and memorize other people's theories and graduate and get a piece of paper and a title that says they've memorized all these things are smarter than our grandmothers who knew to, you know, go out in the yard, pick some herbs and heal the problem. We're believing that these people know best because
right.
That's what we were told.
But we weren't told about this, which is the Healy or the Bod or the Rife machine or the Beamer or the Centropic Cloud or the Nimbus, all the electroceuticals. So our bodies are made, our frequency, right? We're electrical bodies.
Right.
So the very best thing to heal your own body is frequency. Because you just shift that frequency and the body naturally heals itself.
Well, how many science classes are teaching the understanding that we are energy? And even when they teach about molecules and atoms and the perpetual motion of the atoms in your body, how many science classes are helping students understand that energy affects energy? So if you change energy that is affecting another energy body, then you will affect that other energy body. How many science classes are teaching in a way that what you just explained?
The answer is none.
Really understood.
None. So we, every single morning, we have a regimen here in this house, and we have it in the afternoon, and we have it at the night. And when that is, we diffuse essential oils. The second we get up, when we go to bed, and during the day. And why do we do that? Well, because essential oils are a frequency, and they're actually a high vibrational frequency. And so if we can keep the essential oils running in the house, right, thank you very much. So Husband like wife. Wife like husband. So we can keep the essential oils diffusing the entire time, right? It allows us to keep our own vibration, our own frequency high.
Yeah.
Okay. And so that's just one regimen. And I want to ask someone to call in. I want somebody to call in and tell me what you do when you're sick. Do you call the doctor right away?
What do you do when you're sick?
Yeah. Do you call the doctor right away and look for a pill? Or do you know about maybe using essential oils? Or do you use vitamins, nutraceuticals? Do you use electroceuticals? Are you using PEMF? Are you using, you know, a Nimbus, a Beamer, a Cloud? There's tons of them out there, right? And what are you doing? What are you programmed to do? Or what did you reprogram yourself to do? Because I will tell you, I went to a doctor literally once a week. It was killing my pocketbook. So what I did is I bought, once I reversed my conditions using food as medicine and essential oils, I bought a Beamer. It's cheaper, people. How expensive it is. I don't care what your payment is. You keep your circulation going. Guess what? You get life. Not only do you get life, you get a life filled with vitality.
And that's what people aren't believing that they can have.
They don't believe it's possible because they've been programmed.
That is what's natural. That's what's normal, is to have a life of vitality. It's not normal to be hurting. It's normal to feel good. That's the natural state of being. And we're believing that you have to take something outside of ourselves, prescribed by a doctor, in order to feel good.
Well, and I financed my Beamer. I financed everything. Why? Because at the end of the day, it's cheaper.
Right. Healing is better than treating the symptoms of an illness.
What do you mean? The pharmaceuticals?
With pharmaceuticals, yeah.
When I talk to people about living to a ripe old age, and even my kids, they say, I don't want to live past 85. I know I don't want to look like that. I want to.
Wow.
Those complaints. Well, because people have an idea, when you get old, you get frail, bones break, you get sick. And I said, no, what if you could be, what if I could be as healthy as I am right now, but actually be 95 years old? He said, oh, that's only for those Tibetan monks, those Japanese people I see who live in the mountains. That's the only people who can do that. I said, no, it's not the only people who can do that.
If they're doing it, then we should go and see what it is they're doing.
What they're doing right.
Yeah. Obviously, it's doable that they're doing it.
Right. And people don't believe because they've been programmed to believe what they see on TV and what other people tell them.
Well, what our parents have told us, right?
When you get old, you get sick. When you get sick, you go to the doctor. You go to the doctor, you go to the pharmaceuticals, and you go to the hospital, and then you get managed. And this is what we're used to.
That's been told.
I've been commercial. One of the other programmings, we talk about, even this is not, has to do with nutritional supplements or anything, but if you see all this violence in the world, and one of the things the female solution talks about, we can get, what do you see in movies? What do you see in TV? I challenge you to go look at the movie theater and see what the majority of the movies are around, some kind of action or violence. It's just insane. I went to the Marvel movie, and there's action, and that's not even the worst of them. The worst of them is when you got, I saw a movie the other night. So part of it is people are getting killed or hurt. And you think, okay, a few people getting killed or hurt, you made your point. I get that's kind of the trend of what's happening. You don't have to keep on showing it and spend 15 minutes on bloodshed, but people are now used to, they're programmed to think this is what society is like now.
It's just entertaining.
It's crazy. I hate it.
Yes. I refuse to watch it. I refuse to ingest it with my eyes and ears. Yes.
Totally.
I can't anymore. I mean, Jody, when she came into my life, she said, we're not going to watch that stuff. And I didn't watch a lot of it, but now I watch very little of it because I can't. It doesn't. It hurts me. It doesn't feel good.
Because it's just like when you yeah. cleanse your body, and so you can't just eat junk food anymore. It'll make you sick. Once you cleanse your mind of all of that violence, you can't stand it. It'll make you sick if you try to watch it again. Yeah.
Well, so, it really does make you sick.
I'm going to lead us into commercial, Joe, and I got one last thing to say, and that is programming. Programming is, we're talking about bad programming. Let's talk about good programming.
Yeah.
So when we come back, let's talk about all the ways we do that.
Good.
Good programming.
I love it. Yeah, I love that, Andrew. Well, here's a good programming. How to make money when you spend money.
Okay.
Mm. Welcome to QuickClick, where customers can buy, share, and earn. Meet Sam. Sam owns an e-commerce business that sells athletic shoes and running gear. Sam wants to increase her sales without increasing marketing spend, so she decides to list her products on QuickClick. On QuickClick, her loyal customers can get paid for sharing her products with their friends. Sam uploads her products to the marketplace, just like she would on Amazon or Shopify. Meet Laura. Laura is in the market for a new pair of shoes and comes across Sam's brand on the QuickClick marketplace. Laura is able to purchase the shoes and check out like she would on any other e-commerce site. After purchasing, Laura receives a unique Quick Link that she can share with friends to begin earning Quick Cash. Her friend Jessica opens Laura's Quick Link on her phone and purchases a pair of shoes. Because Jessica purchases using Laura's Quick Link, Laura receives Quick Cash in her account. After purchasing, Jessica can now share her own Quick Link and begin earning Quick Cash as well. But Quick Click is more than just your typical referral or affiliate platform. Quick Click rewards customers for sales they directly and indirectly influence. So, for every sale Jessica's new Quick Link makes, Laura will earn additional Quick Cash as well, making the potential for earning exponential. Laura and Jessica can transfer their Quick Cash balance to their bank account at any time, or can even use Quick Cash to make additional purchases in the app. Meanwhile, Sam can just watch as the sales roll in. Best of all, she doesn't have to worry about costs, since she is only spending marketing dollars when actual purchases are made. Start buying, sharing, and earning today at QuickClick.com.
Okay, we are back. Let's talk about good programming. There's a doctor I met. I won't use his name, but he's an amazing doctor out of Illinois. And he shared a phrase with both Andrew and I, that there's no end to better.
No end to better.
And he said to me, Jody, I'm going to give you a gift. I said, okay, what's the gift? Because you can have whatever you want. You just have to want it.
Simple.
You have to believe it.
You have to want it. You
have to want it. So I didn't realize that. He gave me the gift of mindset.
Yeah.
So my gift to you, Naima, Andrew, to all my listeners, today is the same gift. You can have whatever you want. All you have to do is want it. And you have to believe that you can have it.
That's the key.
Mm-hmm.
So a positive way to program yourself is to believe that you are worthy of it.
Yeah.
If you can believe that you are worthy of the thing you desire, and you can have it, then that will propel you into the actions that actually help you to manifest it. Because if you sit and think, well, I don't deserve this, then you're not going to do the things necessary to make it happen. But if you believe, I deserve this, I can have this, then you will do the things that will make it happen.
Well, yeah, let's talk about deserve level.
Yes.
So what is your deserve level?
Do you deserve to be healthy?
Yeah, do you deserve to be healthy? Do you deserve to be happy? Do you deserve to be in a love relationship? Do you deserve to be paid money for a job that you love? Oh, wait a second. Did I say a job? Or do you deserve to be self-employed?
Right. You know what I observed with some people who may have been programmed to feel unworthy, and they decide to try to go into business. And I watched somebody do this, and they literally, they had a product, and other people who were in the business were selling the product, and they got ready to do the sales presentation they'd been trained to do with this product, and they said, well, you know what, I'll just give it to you as a sample, and then when you see how it works, then, you know, come back in and you know, decide to buy it. And I watched them do that. So that's an interesting method. But then I saw them do it again. And then later on they were complaining, you know, these people, they're not buying my product. You know, and I'm like, but why are you choosing to give it away? Nobody else is doing that. I mean, they're saying, okay, if you want it, give me the money, I'll give you the product. Why are you not believing they're going to pay you for it first? What's inside of you that's making you not feel worthy of the money?
Well, it's also interesting, though, because, you know, I use doTERRA essential oils, and they teach you to share the product first.
Yeah.
And so I think,
but you got to believe people are going to buy it, and then you go back and ask for the money and not wait for them to tell you, oh, yeah, I'll buy it.
But it's a draw that you're sharing.
Yeah. You don't give away everything. You give away enough for them to want it.
Well, to experience the difference.
Right.
And so the thing is that, and here's what's really important. I don't know how to say this. People are in this situation, some of you who are listening. Some of you are super healthy. Maybe this doesn't apply to you. But someone out there is listening who doesn't have what he or she wants, and they're trying to get what he or she wants, but they're not willing to get outside the box to do it differently.
Got to do something different.
And I'm going to tell you that nothing in this life comes easy. And you do have to work for it. I'm not saying everything's hard. That's not what I mean at all. Because once you shift your mindset that you can have what you want and you start living by your highest values, it all comes actually really easy.
Sure, yes.
Oh, no, super easy. It just comes flowing. But until you shift the mindset, there's adversity involved. I'm just going to tell you.
Well, it's different between swimming upstream, you know, against the current, or swimming with the current, you know, or running and then running with the wind behind you, pushing you, or running against the wind. I mean, it's that different where you can, if you are in harmony with the universe, which is all about abundance, and you're believing that, and you know that everything here is for your enjoyment, when you know that, then your efforts, things manifest so much easier, as opposed to the thought, oh, people don't want me to have this, nobody's going to help me, people are against me. I mean, if you're believing that the world is against you, then you're fighting against it, and that's what makes it harder. But if you're believing that the world is for you, the universe is for you, then it's working with you. It's like you say, a mindset. What are you believing? Do you believe you can have what you want?
Right.
If you can't.
Right. And we have our caller here saying the definition of insanity is to do the same thing over and over and to get a different result. Right.
Yeah. Expect a different result, even though you're doing the same thing over and over again.
Right.
Yeah.
And so we have callers. And if you have a question, all you have to do is press 1 to speak, and we can answer any question you might have. So,
you know, one thing that I wonder is, especially now with so much information on the internet, so many alternative choices people can make,
And you can always research. You don't have to, like, you know, go miles to a library and, you know, go through tape, stack the books. You can hit a couple of buttons and get information about anything.
But the issue is that there's information overload.
Yeah, that's what it is. So you have to use some kind of discernment, like what makes sense, what doesn't make sense. And then a lot of information is contradictory, just like health information. But I would say if you use the model that anything that's good for you, it doesn't have to get bad first before it's good. It's always going to be good, like Brazil nuts. You know, you don't get a stomach ache after you eat them before they help you with your cholesterol. They just help you. You know, you
but
don't.
But they did say that if you eat too many Brazil nuts.
Oh yeah, too many. So you got to know how not to overdo anything. But anything in its proper measure is good for you.
Yes.
So it lets you know if something's making you sick, then either you're overdoing it or that thing really ultimately isn't for your best good. But nothing that's supposed to make you healthy is going to make you sick first. So
let me give a very specific example. And I'm not saying that they're not valuable, but antibiotics, okay, they upset the microbiome. What is the microbiome? That's your gut health. So it kills off all the healthy bacteria, compromising your immune system. But if you're in harm's way, it could be something you can do. But what are you going to do to offset it?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to take probiotics? And that's just doing it the Western way. Now, the Eastern way is you skip the antibiotics all the way. And you go with something like clove essential oil or oregano essential oil. And you do add still probiotics because you need to fill your gut, your stomach, your intestinal tract with as many healthy bacteria that you can.
Well, I guess my thought is, why are we believing that processed herbs and plants and all these things that pharmaceutical products are made from,
mm-hmm.
why are we believing that the processed version is better than the natural version? That's just like eating processed food. Why would you eat processed food when you can have the natural food without the processing, without the chemicals, without the preservatives and whatever else they put in there? Looks like those dyes that have all of these side effects. Why are we believing that rather than eat the plant itself, we have to eat a processed version of it from a pharmaceutical company that adds some things that we don't even know, and that's what's going to make us better, when the processed version of the plant is the one that has the side effects and the actual plant doesn't have any side effects? Why are we believing that?
Well, it goes back, I was there, where I was told that, like, the snake oil, remember the people with they show the guy who's in a horse and carriage, and he's selling snake oil.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys remember seeing that?
I remember that, yeah, it's way back, yeah.
So they, pardon my French, bastardized oil, which comes from a plant.
Mm.
And they made it look snaky, right? They
wow.
used the word snake oil. And snakes are not necessarily, you know, that's not what we look to, you know, snakes are not like what we aspire to.
Yeah.
And so our perception is that oils are bad. And CF, I don't know who CF is, but I'm so grateful that you're piping in here. Ha, ha, ha. The processing is generally the issue.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. And then CF says, just like processed sugar, it's horrible for you, but juice or chew on an actual cane, it actually has health benefits.
Sugar cane is healthy, but all this derivatives are harmful. You know?
We talked about, before we went to break, about good programming. And so if... I'll share something I was drinking right here on the show. So this is Elite, and we talked about this on a previous show. It's a product that we sell, but you could have other products that are similar to that. It tastes like Kool-Aid, honestly. Mm-hmm. So if you like that kind of sweet drink,
which we do,
but it's full of nutrition. It's all natural. It's done. It's full of nutrition. So if you like that sweet tooth, you want that drink, like a Kool-Aid type of drink or a Gatorade type of drink, you can drink this, meaning that there are healthy alternatives for almost exactly what you want. There are sugar alternatives where you can't taste the difference, but there's a zero glycemic level on your body. So you're not flooding it with that, all those tablespoons of sugar that a Coca-Cola or something like that would have in it. It tastes sweet, but it doesn't have the bad side effects. So you can reprogram yourself. You can say, I don't need to have that Coca-Cola in the morning. I can have this. I don't need to have that Gatorade. I can have this. I don't need to have whatever kind of food where Jody was talking about going into a supermarket and having visualizing skull and crossbones on food. Because you're used to eating certain foods. They make you feel good. They're soul foods for you. But if you do a little real research, you realize they're not healthy. Change that mindset. Change the programming and find out that there is a healthy alternative, because there's almost always a healthy substitute for exactly what you're eating. I'll talk about one thing. This isn't a revolutionary idea. Meat eater. And you don't want to end. We talked about at the beginning of the show, pork. Fats, healthy fats, important for the brain health. And there are different ways to get it, like nuts and avocado. You can also eat healthy fat from even bacon. There actually are clean pigs that are raised responsibly and are not unhealthy for you. So clean bacon or beef that is grass-fed, things that help the body because it's got the protein and or the fat that you need, but doesn't compromise you because it doesn't have growth hormones or pesticides or things like, or those nasty worms you're talking about, not in there. But you have to actually want to go out. You have to pay the extra 30 cents a pound to get that healthier product for you. It does take a commitment to have something that is a healthy alternative for something you like, because the bacon we eat in this house tastes just like the bacon you have at a restaurant, but it's healthy. Just like the bacon you buy, the regular bacon, which is not healthy, this is healthy. So it's a matter of making a choice, an informed choice to actually change the mindset.
Right. You know, and of course, CF says yes. And Jerry Curtin says, this is a great topic. I think the quality and availability of food will become more and more a social topic of concern. Thanks, all. You know, that's the issue, too, what is available, what's made available to people. Because ideally, like you're saying, if you're going to be a flesh eater, and not only are you eating the animal, what they ate, you're eating what they feel. If they are raised on a farm and they're happy, they have their families, you know, they're enjoying life before their transition and, you know, them becoming a food source, then they have positive energy inside of them. But if they're raised in these big corporate farms, you know, where they have, of course, cows stacked on each other and hooked the milking machines, and you're drinking all the stress that they've lived in their lives, plus whatever they're fed, which isn't natural, you know, they're not grass-fed. So you're eating the energy, you're eating the food that they ate, and their general disposition, you're eating all of this unhealthy energy that makes up that animal because of the way they're raised. So if you don't have access to healthy farm-raised animals or naturally produced eggs, then you end up eating the mass-produced things that go to a lot of these, low-grade stores. And so the quality of the food that you eat is low because of the way the animal was raised and the experience that they had throughout their lives, which was very miserable and very cruel and highly stressful. And, you know, the energy of the stress is still in their bodies as you eat it. And Jerry Curtin says the recent baby formula topic, for example. And, you know, that's another one also. I remember when I gave birth to my child, they were really pushing that formula. They were really pushing the idea that it was healthier to feed your baby formula than to nurse your baby yourself. Formula companies were trying to sell baby formula. And now they find out that baby formula does not give a child the immunities that, you know, a mother's milk gives them. And CS says, I'm like a human chemical detector.
Well, and I'm replying to CF. I don't know who you are, but I want to know you. I'm a human chemical detector too, right? Totally. Like I can actually just put my hand over it and tell you what's in it.
Mm.
Not always, but I mean, I can at least tell you if it's toxic. And then most of the time I can tell you what the toxin is.
Yeah. And that's a good intuitive skill to have. So many things that we're eating. I was still thinking about that dye chart because I love blue popsicles. I guess I won't be eating those anymore.
Well, you can make your own blue popsicles using blueberries.
Blueberry, right. There you go. Natural blue.
We have popsicles. We make our own popsicles.
That's
So what does Jerry have to say here? He goes, Jerry says some women can't nurse, although we always profess the natural option. But for those who need it and can't get it right now, the mother's babies have few options. Jerry, great point. So most people don't know this about me. So I had this friend of mine who had triplets, and I helped her raise all three.
Wow.
And they didn't feed them any baby food, and she did nurse, but not a lot. And she nursed, but what she did is she made her own baby food in the blender.
Wow.
And then we had kind of a train, like what's it called when you feed
the assembly line?
Yeah, assembly line for the three boys. You know? And so we're friends on CF for Facebook. But CF, I don't know what CF is. There's a lot of CF, so I would love to, you know, share your name if you're willing. If not, you can send me a message on Facebook so I know who you are. How can one make their own healthy baby formula? So that I don't know. Jerry, do you know about that? How to make their own baby formula? We're making baby food.
Yeah.
And I think, honestly, it's coming down to me from spirit. What they're saying is to use, you can get this at the store. So there's a nut milk. Now, I know a lot of people are freaked out by nuts and babies.
So. Yeah. But some people do use, like, cashew milk or rice milk.
Cashew milk, oat milk,
walnut,
almond. And what we do is only two ingredients. The one I recommend is Elmhurst 1925.
Mm.
And it has zero sweeteners. And it has the nut and filtered water. That's it. It's not certified organic. It's clean. I highly recommend it. As of today, they do a great job.
Yeah. So those are some alternatives. I mean, there are healthy alternatives to every taste that you have. Even people who, if they think about becoming vegetarian, but they really like the taste of meat, they have so many plant-based meats now. If you like the taste of bacon or if you like the taste of beef, you know, you want a hamburger, well, they have so many plant-based foods that taste like meat because, you know, they put the seasoning in it and everything, and so you get the same sensation. So you don't have to sacrifice taste even if you change your diet to eliminate certain things, especially for something like diabetes.
Be careful, though. Be very careful.
Yeah, you have to look at the
Because if, first of all, soy has a naturally occurring enzyme that causes cancer. That's number one.
Not too much soy products. You don't want to overdo.
Right. Number two. Once we extract from the original plant, that's where the problems come in. So let's talk about what pharma created, right? So pharma created medicine, let's say aspirin, and they took it from the white birch tree, okay? So the birch tree will extend our lives 700 times on its own. But as soon as you extrapolate and take the little pieces out, right, and you make aspirin, now it degrades your life. Ooh. It shortens your lifespan. So be careful about meat recreated. Okay?
Mm.
Stick to whole foods. And if you want something that tastes like meat, try a portobello mushroom. And
yeah,
it.
That's good.
And
I love
grill it.
Yeah.
So I just want to warn people, be mindful. And look, if you make a mistake, it's not the end of the world. Because
yeah.
your body's a master healing machine.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Okay, so I think it's time for the last commercial.
Yeah, and Jerry's saying bioavailability is unique to each person. Totally.
That's, everybody's body is different. And that's why, like you were saying earlier, medications work for a certain percentage of the people, but then they don't work for the other percentage. So what about the percentage of people who those things don't work for? You have to have something else. Is your body is different.
For sure, right. For sure. So we're going to go to a quick commercial. Please don't leave us. We love having you here. And I am so excited that you're also interactive. I'm so grateful. So we'll do quick commercials, right? And I have a special announcement when I come back. I'm opening up, Andrew and I, we're opening up two offices.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, we are opening up two offices in Georgia.
And don't forget to announce the Atlanta Women's Expo.
Ooh, yeah. Okay. All right. So let me see how I, you know, I'm going to try doing a commercial on the blog talk. So I never, let's see. Naima, where's your show?
Okay. Listen, I just pulled up the switchboard. I can hit the commercial.
Please do. You're awesome.
All righty here.
So Naima has her show tomorrow.
Yes, I'll be on tomorrow.
And I'm going to go get my girls because they're waiting for, you know, they want to contribute. But
Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host, Kareem Hamid, every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show, as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our host. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
To Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn it into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Viata, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Purpose Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibration. Shalom.
music. Okay, there you go.
So I want to share about what God gave me. First of all, he gave me the ability to reclaim my health, right? And inside of that, I'm going to tell a short story because it leads to about these new offices. And Andrew's got a banner behind him that talks about what we're going to talk about. Mm-hmm. But when I was seeing my doctor.
He starts at home. Ooh, I love that.
Yeah, peace starts at home, right? The place of peace. And it uses this pause, okay, which is sound frequency. It also uses the pulse electromagnetic frequency. And let me just mute Andrew for a second. So it uses pulse electromagnetic frequency. It grounds you with the earth frequency. We use the frequency of love. And we use peace essential oil, right?
Mm-hmm.
These are all frequencies. Is she done messing with us, Andrew?
Fagler. What?
Is Fagler done messing with us now?
No, what she did is she pooped on my shoulder and then laughed. I thought, it's not funny.
Well, she did the same thing. I had to take my food to the dry cleaner. Not a small poop, big poop.
You can't have the candy, no. Yeah.
It's children. We have children. So, in any case, it's a 20-minute session. It came to me because I used all these different things that were brought to me by the divine. And then I brought it all together in one setting to call it the place of peace. And we are, we're going to have it available at the Atlanta Expo, which is this May 21st.
Women's Expo.
Women's Expo, May 21st and 22nd. Okay.
Mm.
It's at Cobb Galleria. And you'll start seeing posting about it in a week.
Wow, great.
This Friday, I open, I'm going to be working, managing the office in Marietta. Andrew will be managing the office in Woodstock, Georgia.
Mm.
And we'll be offering Place of Peace sessions there. And I'm going to run a quick commercial so you know it's probably, 15 seconds. But so that you understand what Place of Peace is all about. Here we go.
With a Place of Peace pop-up from Susan Essentials, you are able to increase productivity, mental acuity, leaving you with higher energy and peace in just 20 minutes. We pop up at our office or yours.
Okay. I like that concept. You know, a lot of people, especially after the pandemic and people were working from home, they realized they really did not like that stressful work atmosphere. And if you could have a peace room in every place where people are going to work, where they could go even more than just a lounge, but a place where you really go and reset your whole spirit and just eliminate all the stress vibes, that would make it so much easier to get through a work day. And that's one of the reasons why people don't want to come back to work, because they realized the environment was so stressful. You have
it was
to have
toxic. Yeah, totally
yeah.
toxic.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Peace can start at home. It's not that expensive. We have two stations at our house. And we did it for us first, and then we brought it to others. So peace starts at home. It starts with you. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, peace can also, we can set these up as pop-ups in other offices in the Georgia area. So if you're in the Georgia area and you would like us to do a pop-up at your corporate office or your clinic, we can do that. But the thing is, and we also do events, but it's affordable. It's undeniable. Like, it's crazy how good you feel. Andrew was explaining the bliss the other day. Go ahead. You want to?
I get slightly different feelings when I use it different times. We presented at a health fair weeks ago, and I used it, and the feeling that you get when you lie down, you're going to go to sleep, you're tired, And right before you fall asleep, you're like, oh, this feels so good. I'm so comfortable. Like 3 seconds before you fall asleep, that bliss, you get that for 10 to 15 minutes. You can get that for 15 minutes on this Place of Peace. Me personally, it takes me a few minutes to kind of unwind and relax and get things cool and calm down. And then I get into it, and that feeling of just utter peace is such so wonderful. So then when it stops 15 minutes at the end, I tell people, just sit there for a few more minutes to come back to Earth, because you're at such a happy, peaceful level. Because if you get up, you're like, I don't know where I am. I feel so calm. I'll go back to fall asleep standing up. It's so good. So I usually have people sit a couple more minutes just to get themselves back to reality.
You know, you speak of positive programming. Now, what if, say, like if in your home your child is acting out and screaming, hollering, having a tantrum or whatever, instead of hollering at them or putting them in the corner, tell them you sit there and shut up. You give them a place of a peace treatment where they can relax and hear music and breathe fragrances and just calm themselves down. Now, wouldn't that be a different way of responding to somebody when they get out of stores? Because if you did that in childhood, imagine how many adults could also use that same kind of treatment. Instead of punishing people for being distressed and acting badly because they're distressed, what if we gave them peace?
Naima, yeah, for kids, for adults, one of the stories that Joey loves to share, and this has happened with multiple people, but I'll just remember one of the times back when we lived in Illinois, a gentleman who had ADHD and struggled with it for decades. And Jody says, after he finished, how do you feel? He says, I don't have words. I've never felt like this. I'm always all over the place. And right now I'm grounded, centered, and peaceful. I don't even know what it's like. I don't even know what to tell you. So I got to kind of process this because it's so different for me.
Yeah, and actually I had to tell him the words of grounded and balanced because he didn't have it like in his vocabulary.
Never knew what to call it, yeah.
Right, so they didn't actually have that in their vocabulary.
Yeah.
And so what I want to tell people, we will be at, if you want to make an appointment, just call me direct. Honestly.
Number on the screen?
Yeah, let me put the number.
Say it for those who are listening and don't see the screen.
Yeah, so I'll do both. So you can dial 847-738-0242 or email me at jody@susanessentials.com. Again, 847-738-0242 or email jody@susanessentials.com. And
yeah.
The irony is we're converting our website and our scheduling program this week, and we're launching. And, you know, like, okay, we'll just, like, kind of go
just
with the flow.
It.
Right.
Yeah.
So typically you'll just be able to schedule online, and we'll be able to provide you with a link so you can easily schedule your appointment. But right now, if having peace is important to you, lasting peace, yeah, you know, do that. Call us. We're going to do it as a sliding scale. So at the offices, we're going to offer the introduction rate for $45 a session for the first session. It's super reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
If you enjoy the session, we're going to share with you at that time different packages so that you can purchase, you know, at a discounted rate so you can have peace for you and your family, the kids, the husband, the wife, whatever, cousins. Bring you on. Bring the dog.
this leads me into a comment about programming. So people are programmed. Their normal might be depression, or their normal might be anxiety.
Yeah.
And people actually gravitate. This is something that Jody brought up to me. It's fascinating to think, like, people gravitate towards something that is their normal, where they feel comfortable.
Familiar.
And it may not be a good thing. It may not be a good normal. They're used to people shouting in the house, or they're used to confrontation, or they're used to being depressed, and that's where they find comfort because that's what they're used to. Get out of that reality, whether it's a Place of Peace station, whether it's essential oils or some other method, you can have a new reality. You can have a new program, but you need to make a change and changes in your life to do that. And I know that Jerry, who may still be on here, has led that for corporations bringing chiropractic care.
Oh, he's flipping amazing. Yeah, Jerry, if you're listening.
He's changed reality for people all across the Midwest in the corporate setting.
So who Jerry Curtin is the master behind chiropractic-led on-site care for corporate America.
Wow.
Take my hat off to you, Jerry Curtin.
And that's one of his one parts of his program. I mean, really, what I wanted to get to is he's changing how people in the corporate world think. It doesn't have to be stressed out, sick, or anxiety ridden. He's brought in solutions to the corporate workplace to make it easy for people to be more. From a personal standpoint, it makes sense. From an employer standpoint, for sure. If your employees can be more focused, more at work within what they're doing, they're going to be more productive, and they're going to be happier, so they're going to be more productive, and they're going to be able to come back to work every day instead of stay away from the office.
Well, and so let's think about that. I mean, what if you're a crabby employee, how are you going to treat that customer?
Oh, yeah, that's what happens. People come to work, and they're in a bad mood, and then everybody they talk to, they're rude to, because that's what's inside of them, and until they reset that energy, then they're going to keep giving that to everybody. How is that good?
Yeah, I want to talk about a change.
Mm-hmm.
We have time. Okay. So when I, one of the most important things that I learned, like if somebody was mean to me, I then turned to the person next to me and I transferred that energy, that meanness to the next person. We naturally do that. We don't clear
so let it
energy.
Bypass you.
What?
So let that meanness bypass you.
Well, I might jump in real quick, Joe, because we're talking about energy, about how you're transferring energy. Naima or anyone's on the call, if you have a bad discussion with somebody outside or at work and you come home, you bring that home.
Yeah.
Your wife, your husband, your partner, your friend, they didn't do anything wrong, and you're not even trying to take it out on them. You're taking that energy that someone gave to you, which was bad. You didn't clear it, but you walked in the door and you brought that bad energy, and you're giving it to that person. We all do it. I know I don't want to, but I do it. I'm walking with Jody, and that energy, she says, leave the energy out the door. Check out the door because I don't want it. Wherever it came from, leave it there.
And some people don't know how to do that. I mean, because I think some of the highest divorce rates are people who are like police officers. You're dealing with the worst of humanity all day long. All that stress, and that's what you bring home. And people who try not to do it, because you have to have a way to de-stress, like detoxing. You know, you have to get it out of you. Because if you suppress it, it's still there. It just manifests somewhere else. But if you acknowledge that you have absorbed negative energies, so let me ask you this: how do you release negative energy that you have absorbed from people?
We do teach that. So you can set up a consult for that, and we teach how to clear energy. We don't have time to do that today on the show to even show it, but they can call me and set up an appointment and learn how to clear energy, right?
Yeah.
Not,
I look at it like taking garbage out of your house. You know, I mean, it piles up. You have to get rid of it. You have to dump it somewhere. You have to take it out of the house. So you have to get all of this garbage out of your system. But you have to put it somewhere or release it into somewhere, you know, but out of you. So that's what
if you want.
Oh, so Chris says, this is brilliant. So Chris, I don't know how to pronounce your last name, Fazula, hopefully that's correct. We then run their thoughts and ideas.
Yeah.
This person's enlightened. I'm going to tell you, Chris, you're enlightened. You get it.
Jody teaches this course on how to protect yourself, get rid of the negative energies and protect yourself from it coming in. If you're curious even about what that might look like, call her for a free consult. I'm sure she'll put her phone number up on as you talk.
It is up. Yeah.
847-738-0242. Give a call and you can find out what that looks like.
So,
and then website, Jody, and that's Jodi at SusanEssentials.com, and Susan spelled S-U-S-O-N,
essentials.com.
Yeah. Thank you. And so going back to the title of the show, you know, where are you programmed, right, and giving your power away? All the things that we're talking about are ways in which we're programmed. And so one of the ways that I like to share with people is that when you decide to reprogram and retrain your brain, it can start with a vision board.
Visualize what you want.
Yes.
And they always say, dress for the job you want to have and not the job you have now. So if you want to be an executive, start looking like an executive, you know.
Yeah, so I tossed my suits because I'm a healer.
But, you know, it's also even, I think you mentioned earlier, if a person wants a love relationship, well, then you can't keep repeating things, oh, you know, men are no good or women are no good. If you keep saying negative, then that's what you keep attracting. You have to reprogram your mind. Oh, there's such wonderful people out here. I know that you know, one of them is just perfect for me, you know. Yeah, I mean, you have to say the positive thing that you want to happen and not the negative thing that you fear is going to happen or that you don't want to happen. And that takes what we have been taught to do, not the negative thing that negative is going to happen or that you don't want to happen.
Oh wait, something's going on. Okay, it was Andrew.
Oh, okay.
Andrew, you gotta fix your technology.
Just thought I was so smart. I said, "Oh, let me play this again."
Oh, okay.
It was so profound. You wanted to listen to it over and over and over. Okay, see, wait. Can you close some windows, Andrew? Andrew's going to have to close some windows on his computer. That's all.
But, yeah, I think that when it comes to positive programming.
So, Krista, I guess that needed repeating. Thank you, Andrew. We couldn't have done that without you.
Right.
Smile, Dolly, because it was funny. How can I bring you back unmuted? Should we try it?
Yeah, I think.
Okay.
But you know, also,
thank you for providing the universe with what they needed to hear over and over.
That's what it was. But I think also have heard things that might not be positive, and if we're not careful, we're repeating them subconsciously. Anything that makes us feel like we're either incapable or less than or not important, anything that might have been said by a teacher, a parent, a sibling, you know, just like that recording, you can be replaying that in your mind over and over again.
Oh, my God, that's why that happened.
Ah, there you go. That was
crap.
Or what are you replaying in your mind that is negative programming?
Naima,
bring it over
spirit,
and over.
Thank you, Spirit.
Yeah, that's
so
it.
What Spirit said is what we miss is the most important thing. We keep on the programming as these belief systems, and we're repeating negative beliefs in our brain over and over and over again.
And I didn't know how to stop it, just like we don't know how to stop negative beliefs going over and over again.
You don't.
Wow.
As it ties back in, we do need to have help from somebody else, like you two provided to me, and that's how I was able to overcome that pretty quickly.
That's it.
But how brilliant.
To stop the continuous replaying of negativity, sometimes you need help. How do I stop saying to myself, oh, you're so stupid. Oh, you can't do anything right. Oh, you're always, you know, messing things up. I mean, you know, because you can have that voice, and they didn't mean any harm. Our parents say things trying to shape us to do right, but they'll say that one thing that we keep repeating in our mind.
Yeah, and Spirit's like, Jody, you missed the point. What about their self-talk?
Yeah, that's the thing, the self-talk that we don't even realize we are replaying in our mind. That, and so we keep reprogramming ourselves with the negative thing. Even if it's not being said anymore, we're the ones that keep.
Now, Emma, we so many times people do it unconsciously. I was when I was with my son's graduation, there was a party, and someone gave a plate for him to take out, serving plate, said, now make sure, don't drop it. Don't trip. Don't bump anybody. Mm-hmm. I said, don't talk about those things. Let's, we're not going to put the negative in. We're not going to put it out.
Because your mind doesn't hear the don't. They just hear drop it. You know?
Right.
I've learned how to say, I've learned not to say to myself, don't forget. Because the don't doesn't get recorded.
Yeah, the universe doesn't recognize no don't.
A negative. Right. Right. So, you know, if I want to remember something, I say remember, you know, because if I say don't forget, then I'll forget it. So, yeah, you have to be conscious of what are you saying that is creating the outcome that you don't want to have. And then what are you repeating? Especially if you see yourself stuck in the same situation, that's what it is. It's probably coming from you. You keep saying these things yourself. You keep creating this mindset.
Oh, hold on. I'm
manifesting now.
I'm sorry. I'm getting a message from Spirit. So, Naima, yes and to what you're saying, but they're telling me to add this on. So you're, yes, let's say, I'll use myself as an example. Let's say I have a repeating thought that I can't do X. I'm just going to say X because I don't even want to put anything negative out there. Okay? Mm-hmm. Cancel. So now, the question is that if you want to be self-aware, you need to ask yourself, where did I get that belief system?
Where did I get the belief? Yeah.
Yeah. Did I get it from my mom? Or did I get it from my dad? Or did I get it from an older sibling? Did I get it from a boss? Now, I'm going to tell you, most times it's from mom or dad. Just how that works.
Yeah.
We're not making mom or dad wrong. They had a set of belief systems that they were taught.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with your mom and dad. Love them where they're at and kick out the belief systems that don't work for you.
Right. That's what you have to do. Yeah. Love them. Realize they did the best they knew how. But now that you know better, you can do better.
So Chris says, it's a hard thing to wrap one's head around, but we're responsible for what happens to us.
Yeah.
We pull it in, good or bad, all day.
That is true.
Well, I am so grateful for everyone calling in. We have a lot of people on Blog Talk today, a lot of people on Facebook and on YouTube. And Podbean. We had a lot of people here on Podbean. We're so grateful for you tuning in. And, you know, we'll be here next week with Dr. Steven Spencer. We're going to be doing healing from here. Instant healing, instantaneous healing.
Dr. Spencer is amazing. You absolutely come on, and if there's something that's troubling you and you can't get it fixed on it, you're not sure what it is or how to get rid of it, be on that call. He will do it for you in minutes.
Yeah, and Chris says a lot of it's unconscious, and that's what he's also working with, is your subconscious mind.
Wow, that is amazing.
So he's going to be on twice. May 17th and June 21st.
Wow. All right.
So if you want to be healed, call in.
All right. Great. Fantastic. Join me tomorrow, me and my co-host, Kareem Hamid. We will. Maika, as she connects us to the farming community here in Pembroke, Illinois.
Nice.
We're going to bring some young people out there so they can get some nature healing and learn how to recognize healthy plants growing out in the ground that are for our good.
Good.
That's a beautiful, you guys, you need to show up for that show. This is critical. Our children need to understand how important our soil is, the quality of our soil, how to grow food, how to grow nutrient-dense food.
Yes.
To be
discover the plants before they get processed and how they can heal you.
Yes. So yes. Thank you, everybody. Chris says that's fabulous. Yay.
Yes.
And so let me just run the ending real quick. I don't mean... there you go.
All right.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archive at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show.
So I
you
put
can
it on
always reach me on my website at www.naimahlatif.com. That's www.naimahlatif.com. Watch our TV shows. Listen to our radio shows. Order our books. And be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution.
It was a present.
On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Cheche.
They like having their own
India,
separate.
Zanyaba. Japan. Arigato. Korea. Kamsahamnida. Russia. Spasiba. Germany. Danke. Poland. Jeong Kujung. France. Merci. Spain.
Yes.
Gracias. Italy. Grazie. Egypt.
Sugar. So Tinkerbell has become
Ghana.
Much more
Madassi. Nigeria.
Oh yeah, well we use the bot on her.
South
frequency
Africa.
Healing.
Yabonga.
A specific nutrient.
Yabonga.
528. Yeah, we've done shamanic work on her.
Israel.
Wow.
Toda. Pakistan.
Yeah, she used to not be able to stand the fly. So, yeah.
Saudi Arabia.
She certainly couldn't perch on my shoulder.
Yeah.
Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Growth.
Thank you.
What?
And may peace
just
be upon you.
I'm just looking at all the growth over time.
Yeah, she's a great guy.
Aww.
Okay.